From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The Senate is giving President Obama an early Christmas present by ratifying the new nuclear arms treaty with Russia. The agreement would limit the number of nuclear warheads into the two countries. Bruce Blair, the president of the World Security Institute, says the deal would also set up a system for monitoring and verifying compliance.
That right of inspection had lapsed a year ago, so it was really important to restore that. And to continue the process of making modest reductions in strategic weapons.
The New START treaty was signed by both the U.S. and Russia back in April. Its passage is considered a major foreign policy victory for the White House. President Obama has fulfilled a major campaign promise. As NPR's Paul Brown reports, the president has signed legislation repealing the military's ban against openly gay troops.
President Obama says gay members of the U.S. military can finally be honest about who they are.
No longer will tens of thousands of Americans in uniform be asked to live a lie or look over their shoulder in order to serve the country that they love.
The change doesn't take effect immediately within the ranks. Leaders of each branch of military service first must complete implementation plans before lifting the policy, and they must certify to Congress that the changes won't harm combat readiness. But the president says he's told the military to complete the job of ending Don't Ask, Don't Tell in practice as quickly as possible. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
The Congress has passed the so-called 9/11 health bill. NPR's Margo Adler says the first hurdle for the measure today was the vote by the Senate.
The bill passed on a voice vote with no objections. New York Senator Chuck Schumer said passage looked impossible until a last-minute deal was worked out between Schumer, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, and Republican Senator Tom Coburn. Senator Schumer spoke at a news conference.
Those people who did rush to help us and who thought they were being abandoned are now in the bosom of America. And this is a proud day.
The bill provides money for monitoring and treating illnesses related to Ground Zero and also reopens a victim's compensation fund. The legislation got an added push from Jon Stewart, who brought four sick 9/11 responders onto his daily show last week and castigated all opponents of the bill. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
Forecasters say Southern California residents can expect sunny skies tomorrow following 6 days of unrelenting rain. Los Angeles got about 7 inches of rain over the period. That's half the average amount the city receives in a whole year. South Korea is mobilizing hundreds of troops, tanks, helicopters, and jet fighters. It plans to hold its most extensive live-fire land drills near the demilitarized zone tomorrow as a show of strength. North Korea is criticizing those plans, but has not made any threat of retaliation. This is NPR News. Several nations are in talks on expanding the UN peacekeeping effort in Ivory Coast. UN officials fear that political tensions could push the African nation toward another civil war. Two men claim to be leading the nation, incumbent Laurent Gbagbo and opposition leader Alassane Ouattara. The international community recognizes Ouattara as the winner of last month's election and has been urging Gbagbo to step aside. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says reinforcing the peacekeeping mission will send a clear message to Gbagbo. A Chicago-based laboratory says it's found a problem with its diabetic test strips. NPR's Elise Spiegel says the company is concerned that users might get false readings when trying to gauge their blood sugar levels.
Abbott Laboratories announced today a recall of around 359 million test strips marketed under brand names like Precision, Optimum, and Rely on Ultima. Diabetics use the test strips to measure their blood sugar levels and will adjust their intake of sugar depending on what the tests indicate. But the Food and Drug Administration says these test strips can give inaccurately low measurements, which means the diabetics who use them might not know if their blood sugar is dangerously high. Apparently, the problem with the test strips is that they don't allow enough blood to be absorbed by each strip. Consumers interested in a full list of the products that are being recalled can find them at the FDA website. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
Asian stock markets are trading mixed following news that the U.S. economy grew slightly faster than it thought in the third quarter. Trading was light ahead of Christmas holidays and with Japanese markets closed for the Emperor's birthday. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.